T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You can follow him on Twitter at Jared Bell, and he joins us this morning as we talk a little bit about the NFL and free agency. Morning to you, Jared.
Hey, what's up, fellas?
Living the dream, as always.
Hey, Jared, let's talk about some of these big names. I mean, you see some teams being more active than others. The Lions, the Raiders, the Jets. You know, they're kind of going in on this whole free agent thing, trying to make their team right now.
Yeah, you know, a lot of it depends on how much money you have to spend, really. And you just mentioned some teams that have money to spend. And I think about the Jets, for example. So you can be aggressive. And then when you start talking about teams with a lot of holes, and you talk about teams with coaches who are on the hot seat and GMs on the hot seat, you know, all that stuff kind of factors into it. So I think that's kind of, you know, part of the whole mix here, the equation, when you talk about free agency. But I tell you what, one thing I've kind of thought over the past couple of days, really, is that, you know, this legal tampering period, or whatever they call it, that the NFL instituted a few years ago, I mean, you know, free agency started like last week, to tell you the truth. A lot of these guys that have been cut, they're eligible to sign, yeah, they've done deals, but, you know, all of these other deals have come on, you know, have been done now, and we were in this, we're still in that window before the thing really becomes official, but it's cool.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy how the NFL does that. They say it's like no deals are done, but deals are already, in air quotes, already done. Speaking of deals, yeah, like that, where do you think that potentially Tevin Coleman could land? Because, you know, down here in Atlanta, that's who we're kind of concerned about, where he's going to end up. Where do you think he can land?
Well, any number of places, man, because you look around the league at, you know, teams that could use a complimentary running back, and that's what he is, and that's what he has been in his best times with the Falcons. But you look at teams that, you know, need running backs, and, I mean, what about him in Indianapolis, okay? Mm-hmm. I mean, that's a spot that if I'm him, I'm really interested in, because the quarterback, Andrew Luck, demonstrated last year that he's back. They're on an upswing. So that's a team there. I'm just merely speculating because I haven't heard any buzz on him per se. The Jets, they're looking for, you know, help in the backfield. Green Bay, they can use it. The Raiders, I mean, so there are a lot of spots for him.
We're talking with Jared Bell, USA Today NFL columnist. Jared, I need to do this. I need to give the Falcons fans listening to us on the Falcons flagship here a little bit of news. Listen to this. This is brand new. Ready for this? Field Yates is reporting this. The Falcons have just created $7 million in cap space, Hugh. They have converted $8.75 million of quarterback Matt Ryan's base salary into a signing bonus, and the Falcons have given themselves an additional $7 million worth of cap room, which I think will give them somewhere in the neighborhood of $13 or $14 million. So maybe the Falcons are doing this morning in order to try to make a move today. We'll see what they choose to do, but they have converted some of Matt Ryan's salary into a signing bonus and given themselves an additional $7 million, and that'll give us some interest to see what the Falcons try to do on this. Because the Falcons, you know, Jared, don't have a whole lot of room left. They've got to sign Julio Jones. They've got to sign, or at least attempt to sign, Grady Jarrett. I know they tagged him, but you've got to try to do something with those two guys still, and you know, that could cost you a lot of money depending on how you structure those contracts.
Oh, no doubt. I mean, you know, we're talking, I said it right at the top, you're talking about, you know, who's got money to spend, who's got money to be active. And, yeah, part of being active a lot of times, too, you mentioned Julio Jones. I mean, that's going to take a chunk of money. And so, yeah, you've got to give yourself some, you know, some options, some maneuverability. These contracts, especially these big ones with guys like Matt Ryan, a lot of times them, you know, they're done with the idea that, okay, we'll come back and we'll do this down the road to restructure it. So, it's probably just a smart business move they kind of anticipated for a while. And then if you're Matt Ryan, you want to do whatever you can to get some support around you. You know, it's one thing to be, the highest paid quarterback or one of the highest paid quarterbacks. You know, that title kind of flips around sometimes, but he's up there. It behooves you to be able to do some things to help your team around you, help your team get some people around you.
Oh, there's no question about that. Do you think with this move that the Atlanta Falcons just made, is that a sign that they're going to try to get a deal done with Grady Jarrett? Now, I know that they franchise tagged him, but do you think that's a sign to get him done, or is that more so a move that they're trying to make in order to go out in free agency and get some more guys in here?
Yeah, it probably is unrelated to Grady Jarrett. Per se, I mean, it helps just to have the added flexibility. But I would kind of read it as being, okay, this is going to give us, some positioning to do something else. Because when you franchise tag a guy, you've already kind of designated that money. But, also when you franchise a guy, you're hoping that you can get a long-term deal done. And really, if you can not have to wait until July 15th to do it, then that can give you some more flexibility. But I would read this as something that they're doing to kind of give themselves, some more options.
It is a busy morning. Ian Rappaport now reporting the Green Bay Packers are very busy, saying not only will they sign Za'Darius Smith, the edge rusher, they are going to be signing Bears star safety Adrian Amos, which is a big get for them. Of course, no Ha-Ha Clinton Dix for them anymore, but getting Adrian Amos, one of the best safeties, I think, in the NFL, was Za'Darius Smith. That really helps the Packer defense a lot.
Yeah, and, the bonus in that is that they get a guy from Chicago, right?
Right.
You think about it. I mean, they tried to find somebody a couple years ago, one of the DBs. It was like a restricted free agency deal, and the Bears ended up matching it. This is not that. But it's always good if you're a Packers guy to be able to do something that, affects the Bears. But, they need help on that defense, no doubt.
The fact is Packers now going to be one of the most one of the busiest teams of free agency so far. Hey, just a final question for me, Jared, as we get into what I know you got to get back to work because the news is fast and furious here. You think that we mentioned the Lions going out and making the moves that they have made to kind of Patriots East as they get Trey Flowers to go with Danny Amendola. We mentioned the Raiders getting AB, getting Trent Brown. Who knows, maybe LaMarcus Joyner. The Jets reworking their defense with the linebackers to get both Mosley and Barr, which is gigantic. Is there a team on paper right now you think has won so far in free agency?
Oh, boy. Yeah. The thing is, some of these teams, when you say that they won, and they could be. I mean, that's a fair question because, you just mentioned that the last thing you mentioned there, the Jets, that kind of piques my interest, to tell you the truth. And they've got more money to spend, and if they can get, say, Le'Veon Bell, they could do some things. The Lions, I don't know. I don't know if I would put them in that category yet like that. But, it's kind of early for me to declare that. It really is. But I like what the Jets have done. I mean, that's a couple of really good players for their defense.
Thank you, Jared. Do appreciate, again, I know it's a busy morning. Thanks for taking time.
All right. I appreciate it, fellas.
Have a good one.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.